Welcome back to Royal Cast, and I've been on a roll recording these episodes for you guys because I do enjoy recording these episodes so much. It's like a therapy session. So yeah, I hope you enjoy these episodes that I have been making. And also in May will be the new segment for Fridays. I am gonna keep saying this until you guys remember. And also, if you are gonna watch our segment, please be advised that it is gruesome cases, and we want to be a lot visual so you can grasp the severity of these cases. So viewers advised to listen to these cases in May. We don't have an exact date still. I'm still trying to figure it out. But it will be Fridays at 11. But let's get started with this episode. We're just going to start what I saw yesterday, and just to give you a little brief, yesterday was Tuesday, I believe it was the 21st, right? So I was just scrolling on Instagram, and I think I was going to do my, daily Instagram influencer shit, and the first thing that pops up was literally saying North Korea is unclear. Thing is declaring nuclear war and all this, so I went into deep looking into it. Basically, North Korea launches multiple missiles and tests as U.S. and South Korea drills continue. So apparently, North Korea found people roaming around their area on their grounds, and they feel threatened by this. I don't know how deep you need to be threatened by people just walking on the ground, which the ground we do not own because it does not belong to humankind. It belongs to the planet, fucking Mother Nature. But to get that mad to plan to, do missiles tests is just beyond me. Like, what the fuck? Like, people are so entitled. I love my Koreans. Like, I love South Korea. Very good. Their culture and everything. Like, North and South Korea is just, I don't know. Dividing them into two different parts, it's beyond me. I'm not deep into the history of their culture and why they separated and stuff. But to be really mad that you decided to do drills on this. But this is what it says. North Korea launches multiple missiles on Wednesday, South Korea military official says. The missiles amounted to a fourth round test launches in 10 days, coming as United States and South Korea near those close Thursday for 11-day training exercise in the region. So yeah, because I know I think it was like a month ago or I think it was a month ago, they did do this huge celebration of doing this missile attack on their waters, but it was really close. Like, literally in the surveillance camera that they had in Japan, you can see the missile. That's how close it was to Japan. So it's beyond me, why would you be this stupid? But it says South Korea joins chief on staff sent, acknowledging the military detected silver cruise missiles fired from South Hankou. I'm sorry if I'm saying this wrong. I'm not good with pronouncing names from Korea. So yeah, Providence at 10:15 towards the East Sea. So yeah, and this is it says North fired a short range ballistic missile into the East Sea during what it claimed to be a tactical nuclear counterattack drills on the weekend. So this is what's starting. I did see a post back, I think in January or February, I think it was mostly January, but apparently military, I think it was like a surgeon or whatever, but it was someone from the military saying that they were predicting that we're gonna have war with China, and also someone did say we were gonna have a war with North Korea. Listen, if y'all are upset between y'all, keep that shit between y'all, because us people just trying to live our life, and y'all over here dragging us into fucking petty shit that is between y'all. Like, go on a whole fucking island, have a whole fucking battle, and then come back and leave us the fuck alone, because we're just trying to live in this fucking cruel ass world, and you doing this extra shit. Like, come on, why you gotta destroy our lives for your petty ass shit? Like, it just gets me mad, because when you look deep into it, it's just not, it's just power, just wanting power. But us people gotta be dragged into this bullshit, and it's like, come on, we already had 2020 all the way to now, having a whole fucking crazy, you know, universe. I think we in another dimension, because the shit that has been going on lately has been crazy. And to be honest, this is literally the third month of this year, and we're already going extra crazy. Like, come on. Okay, so I was looking into predictions from this year, because I know there's a lot of, you know, prophecies and stuff like that that people from like the 1900s have, you know, written, or even older age. And I saw this famous lady. Her name is Baba Vanga. I think that's how you say it. So a little backstory of her. She became blind when she was 12 and started writing predictions that would happen throughout the humanity life and stuff. So a couple of things did come true, and she died. I believe she died in, let me double check my sources, and she died in 1996, and she wrote all of this before she even passed away, and most of them have come true, being the number one, that 9/11 happened on New York. That shit was true. Her predictions were in the thing, like, in a book or something in Europe, I'm believing. But for this year's prediction, I was, like, interested in that because, her shit has been coming true. So I did a little bit digging of her predictions for 2023. These are predictions from her. I don't know if they're becoming true or not. But, you know, you gotta keep your mind open. And they don't have an exact a date to them. It's just stating 2023, so anything. It could be possible in the summer, spring, whatever you want it. Her first prediction for 2023, and it says the most alarming one of 2023, is a solar storm. So, yeah. By a solar storm, they did say, is like a vast eruption of plasma that is capable of reaching Earth, and it will like black out the whole entire planet with no electricity and stuff like that. So, that was a the most alarming one that they stated in her predictions for this year, which I remember, I think the beginning of this year, it was like the end of last year, I'm not sure. I did hear part of the sun, you know, broke off, which I was like, I never knew that could happen, but you know, it did. So yeah, that was one. So we're gonna have a solar storm. Good luck with that. I think everybody should go to an underground. I believe going underground would be the best option. But then, I don't know. The Earth could be like, fuck you underground too, you know? Okay, the second one that she had was like a change in the Earth's orbit. Which it says, our planet travels 584 million miles around the sun every year in an epic voyage that is elliptical, shaped like an oval rather than a perfect circle. The precise, okay, we already know that. However, such change can take place in cyclical way across thousands of years. So basically, it's going to be turning around differently. Well, we kind of are a little bit on the shift, where they did say the Earth is moving in a faster pace than it was before. So that could be part of what she's saying, Earth's orbit or something like that, or just around it. I don't know. We'll see what it goes to. But it doesn't say too much of that. It just says a change in Earth's orbit and just, I don't know. Maybe it could probably happen, but we shall see. The next one is a bioweapon atrocity. So it's been said that Baba Vanga has a vision of bioweapons tests being carried out by a big country in 2023. This arguably one of the most vivid, disturbing predictions ever provided by the prophecies. It also seems relevant to the current heated geopolitical content. Okay, so basically, it's possible to know that the nation, what nation Baba had in mind, is unclear what the extent of such experiments might be. Okay, so she didn't state which country or continent, place, whatever, are making these bio weapons. It says even if a leak did occur, these kinds of experiments would presumably violate the biological weapon conventions. I didn't know that shit would exist. Which banned the development and production of toxics and agents. First of all, y'all have that. But y'all have trains derailing back and forth on fucking lakes and rivers contaminating waters. So I don't know how y'all made that, but still have that going on. Okay. But yeah, so it doesn't really state what place, you know, is going to have bioweapons. But hopefully we do not have that happen. Unless, because I know I heard another prediction she had. It was aliens were going to invade the planet this year. But I saw, and the most scariest part of that part was that it did say only 10,000 people would survive it. So a lot of the population would just pass away and drift away. It's just fucking crazy. But those are our predictions for 2023. I am curious if they would happen. I don't want them to happen. But this lady predicted 9/11 and it come true. And a lot of different things that happen in the planet. She has been able to have them proved. And like I said, she's died 1996 and she was blind at the age of 12, which is fucking crazy. Okay, so I was also scrolling at nighttime, like everyone does when they're going to go to sleep and they just be on their phones instead. So I was scrolling on Instagram and I came across this video. This guy was saying that the planet had dinosaurs and they got killed because of an asteroid in which started forming humans. Humanity, basically. So he stated, what if it happened again? And when it the sun collides, makes a big bang, it creates new planets, a new Earth, a new solar system. So basically, we would be in a loop, because every single time that a big bang happens, new Earth happens, there's no prints, no memories, no nothing, because literally the Big Bang will wipe out all humanity. We won't know about anything, but everything would be repeating, basically. So basically, we would be like in a endless loop. Like, endless loop. Imagine you being in an endless loop and don't have any memories of the Big Bang or the recreation of the planets, everything else, and you're just repeating every single thing every day. Like, imagine all of the events that we already are going through already happened millions and millions ago. And then the Big Bang happens, and then you repeat it again. That is just, it was mind-boggling, because it's like, if that does happen, that is some crazy shit. That is odd. Like, Big Bangs create planets, and then dinosaurs, and then humans. It's just crazy. And the fact that, I heard another video that is like, I'm not too sure, but it kind of gets you thinking. The asteroid came, blasted Earth where the dinosaur was, and thus, after that, the humans came. So, this person said, so if an asteroid from outer space came and killed the dinosaurs, and then humans became to life, aren't we really aliens? Because what if the asteroid did carry our genes and then planted into Earth? I was tripping. I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Like, there's a lot of things, like, it comes to make sense in a way. And it's just like, it keeps you thinking about everything in the whole universe. Like, that shit's crazy, because it's true. After the fucking asteroid hit the planet where the dinosaurs, humans came to be. So what if our genes came from that asteroid? And that's how we came to be. It's just fucking crazy. It's just like mind-boggling. But yeah, that's just crazy. I think I'm going to post, I'm going to look for the video, and I'm going to post it. Because it was just crazy. Like, crazy predictions. I'm like, literally, at 10 o'clock at night, just scrolling and just sinking myself deeper into the black hole abyss of, like, conspiracy videos. Because it's interesting, because some certain things do make sense more than others. And it's just fucking crazy. Okay, so the last thing we're going to talk about is another video clip that I have seen. And it's from, like, it's basically the moon on the side, and one of the craters actually opens, and there's, like, a ship going inside the crater, and it closes. And I wanted to, like, I probably think this video is fake, but I have been, like, I have seen conversations about the moon being very, like, just being shallow inside, and there's something inside. Also, there is a movie. I think it's called Moonfight. I think it was for the actor from Guardians of the Galaxy. I think that's his name. Let me look it up, because I saw this movie, and was it him? This one, Moonfall, and no, I don't think it's the actor from, no, it's Patrick Wilson and Halle Berry. So, I saw this movie, and the way they depict that the moon has a shallow part, and there's something inside the moon. And some, like, it's just mind-boggling, like, what if it is true? What if the inside of the moon is like a whole fucking city? It's just mind-boggling. And some, you know, some movies do come true, because, well, I'm gonna just say a recent movie that really has me fucked up, that I was like, what the fuck. So August of last year, there was a movie called White Noise that was on Netflix, and it's basically about a family who lives in Ohio, Palestine, and there was a whole train derailed and chemical leaks and all that, and everyone had to be evacuated because of all that, and then people started getting sick, animals started getting sick, people couldn't breathe well, and everything just had to be abandoned and stuff. If you think it sounds like what happened in real life, and I think it was February. Yeah, that's basically what happened in February in real life. And this movie was released on Netflix last year in August. So yeah, it's kind of fucking crazy how all of a sudden February, the same shit that the movie did happened in real life. So, and you have to look closely. Sometimes they make movies and they're actually based on fucking true stories to the T. They would literally put every information that you would need right in front of our eyes, but we don't think twice about it. So, if the moon is shallow, I'm not gonna think twice about it. It probably is, because it's just fucking crazy. It looks like there's something inside. It looks weird. I do love the moon. I'm obsessed with the moon, the light of the moon. I'm obsessed with it. But there's a lot of questions of, if you're floating, literally, if you were floating in the fucking moon, why is your spaceship not floating? It makes no sense. You can grab it with something, whatever, but you stepped outside the moon and you were floating. Why is your spaceship not floating? This was somebody that I saw on Instagram for a video, which is kind of true, which the mathing. But yeah, if there is a shallow part or the moon is a space city or whatever, I don't doubt one inch that could happen. And moonfall, that would be some fucking crazy shit. Literally. And they've been telling us, like, Geostorm. That was another movie that could probably 100% fucking happen. They already created, like, controlling the weather. Different weathers. Like, don't you see that when you go outside, it feels kind of weird? Like, the vibe of the sky is just weird. Completely fucking weird. Like, I'm surprised. Like, I was telling my dad the other day, like, I'm kind of surprised on the weather. Because if we completely are honest, New York City always had a fucking snowstorm. Like, snowstorm that literally stopped the fucking city. Like, in my time when I was in school, it would literally be, I would be waiting early in the morning to see if my school is closed. Which, 100% it was, because the amount of snow that it snowed, it was crazy. Like, the whole street will be covered. Some of the, it was one that was very bad, that basically the cars were, like, covered to the T. You couldn't even see where the car was. Everything was just covered. And it would be so much fun, because I remember one time it was snowing, and they told us it would be 2 or 3 days that we would be off from schools due to the snow and how much it was. My parents and I literally skipped our asses down the fucking stairs, and on the whole block we was playing in the motherfucking snow. Like, we were fucking, well, I was like 12 or 10 around there. But they're grown-ass adults, and they were, like, having the most fucking fun in the snow. But now, it's like, this year, yeah, it snowed. It's no flurry. And do shit. To be honest, it wasn't even really that cold. It was, like, one weekend that it was freezing cold. The windows were fucking icicles and stuff. It was just one time. But it was, like, 30, 40 degrees. It really wasn't that cold, unless it was breezy, to be honest. But to actually have a winter, like, fun snowy winter, we didn't have that shit this year. And it's kind of funny. I found it funny. A lot of people that I know found it kind of iffy. Like, a whole winter without actually an actual snowstorm. But Buffalo had, like, plenty of snowstorm. I saw their fucking shit. Some people couldn't even make it out. Some people, their fucking shits were covered. And it was fucking crazy. And I know some, I saw that one of them said that some people were dying because the snow, it was too much that the electricity was out and they were freezing. There was no way out to get an emergency. The snow covered too much of the houses and the entrance of the houses that it was hard for anyone to get anywhere. So that's how it is. I heard California had at least 6 storms, which that's fucking crazy. And even snow too, which is even fucking crazier. I know Texas had a couple of storms, which they're really not with cool with the fucking cold. Their shit was below freezing. It was just fucking crazy. There's a lot of shit that is, like, not adding up. Like, I'm not complaining because I do like the snow. I do like the snow when it comes down, but I don't like the snow when in the city when it's, like, 2 or 3 days later, because it's either you're getting dog shit, pee shit, icicles, like, literally, you could see the floor, like, oh yeah, that's the floor, you fucking slip, bust your fucking ass. That's the only thing I didn't like. And also, when it does snow, it's like a warm, comfortable, cold weather. Once that shit is finished, you get the breezing brick fucking cold. That's the only part I didn't like. But other than that, it's kind of weird that we didn't have it. And I also heard a scientist say it is important to these regions to have their 4 weathers because it brings balance to the fucking planet. Bitch, we ain't have shit. It's literally like we had one winter which it was like 60 fucking degrees. When did we have that? So yeah, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode of, I don't know what I'm gonna call it, but we spoke about deep conversations in this one that, it's mind-boggling. I can't even say the word correctly. I probably said it like a billion times in this episode, and I still can't say it correctly. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to listen in on Apple, Spotify, and other podcast apps on here, and it will be every Wednesday at 11 p.m. So I'll catch you guys next week. Don't forget, in May we'll be coming out with a segment for crime cases, ghosts, all the spooky shit, and very criminal things. Like I said, if you are not comfortable with gruesome, bloody stuff and, you know, cases like that, you don't have to watch, you don't have to listen to them. It's okay. We are still going to be dropping, like, ghost stuff, so you can catch those, but that would be every Friday at 11, starting in May. So I'll catch you guys next episode. Deuces!